I set down a white envelope about that big that says March Symphony tickets on it. Somewhere in this room, I have gone through my music 10 times, my purse 10 times. If anyone has seen that envelope, would you please get it to me?
Yes.
Those are my symphony tickets.
Please get Barbara's symphony tickets back to her if you mistakenly took them, please.
In your Verity scores, turn to page 138. We are starting our first fugue section tonight. Now, if you look at the first eight measures or so, this isn't the fugue, this is the introduction, and we can read this right now, I think, together. Let's go under tempo. Who's the first voice to sing, Sanctus? You three. For now, all basses read that first Sanctus. Okay, this is measure two. So just read the choral one, Sanctus, okay? And then who comes in after that? Okay, we have tenori two.
And other basses.
And then other basses there, okay? For now, I'd like all tenors and basses to do that. All tenors will be the tenor one, or tenor two, Sanctus. All basses on that same Sanctus again. And then we're all in at the Sanctus then at the sixth measure or so. Let's try that, please, with accompaniment, under tempo. And three, and four, and one. Basses. Sanctus. Tenor bass. But all the others are quarter notes, tenors and basses. Make sure we hear that distinction, please. And this is not phrase. It's not, everyone say the word Sanctus.
Sanctus.
When you say it, we naturally emphasize the song can come back on tus, but for this, treat it all as loud. Sanctus, okay? Everyone say song.
Sanctus.
Make sure that C of tus comes right before the bar line. So, Sanctus. It's like if you subdivide it into eighth notes, it's that last eighth that we put the NC on there, okay? Try this again, please. Same thing. Oh, and vibrato, welcome. You're all opera stars now, so let it ring, let it shake. Don't make it a wobble, just a vibrato, please, okay? Three and four and.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus.
Turn the page. That was gorgeous. We got the whole thing learned. We're ready for November, right? I would like everyone in this room to read the choro one soprano part for now. Choro one soprano part. No choro two, no other parts. We're all just choro one soprano. Bass alto, feel free to be down the octave when it gets too high, okay? For now, just sing on ta. Ta, 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 ta. Just playing parts with this if you can. We're all choro one soprano on ta. And three and four. Ta 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 ta. And stop just that much if we can, okay? Let's try that again. This time, try to observe the breath marks that you see. You have those commas above your score there. Those are breath marks or stops there. Also, the accents on ta, 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 ta. Try it again. Same thing on top. Two and three and four. Ta, 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 ta.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-
now. Now, let's all be Coro 2 soprano. The line right under it, it starts a measure or so after the Coro 1 comes in. John, play Coro 1 and then also Coro 2 when we come in so we hear. So here's Coro 1 starting. Ready, Coro 1. Here we go. Ta, 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 so you know where you're going, or just indicate the actual stage. Take 10 seconds, talk with your group about it so you know exactly where you're supposed to go, because we all made the same mistake. Yes, notice where Coro 2 goes. Shh. Notice on, please don't talk. Notice on page 141, the Coro 2 soprano line is actually the fifth stave down, if you think about it. That's the thing. We all went to the alto line top, but we have to go to that second set of, that second system there. Okay? Let's try that again. We're all Coro 2 on top. And here's Coro 1. Ready? And. Ta, 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 ta. Okay, so those are the main few themes for this first section. Everyone will sing something like that in their own voice at some point. Coro 1, whether you're bass 1, tenor 1, alto 1, soprano 1, you all have that same ta 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 or some derivation of that, and then same for the other voices, ta 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 ta, and so forth. That's how we build this fugue theme on theme. Every Coro 1 person, every soprano 1, alto 1, tenor 1, bass 1, sing the Coro 1 soprano for now. Every Coro 2, sing the Coro 2 soprano for now. Just those first few measures we did. Here's Coro 1, 2, and T, and 4. Ta, 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 ta. There's a method to my madness. There's a method to my madness. Make sure you're reading the right system, please. So Coro 2, bass 2s, tenor 2s, alto 2s, soprano 2s. You're starting now reading the soprano 1 part on top. Here we go. 2 and 3 and 4. Ta, 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 ta. Take 10 seconds and make sure you know everyone who's in your voice part. Make sure their names. Say hi to them. Don't just sing with them. with your voice part, I need you to mark all of your parts saved from the beginning of Sanctus up until measure 45. I'm sorry, up to measure 40. Mark your parts saved so you know where you're jumping to then. Ask questions if you're not sure where to go. Make sure it says your part, either 401 if you're an S1, A1, T1 or B1, 402 for the other parts. Go, go, go. Come in. You might have some notes come up that we haven't done yet. That's okay. Try and read those. We'll be very under tempo. First voices to come in are the sopranos. Choral one starts, and then choral two on that second theme that comes in. And then altos, be ready, because who are next coming in? Here we go. Playing just notes to them. Under tempo, choral one starts. One and two on top, top, and. Whenever you have them in your part are so important. They add to what's called the rhythmic interplay of the fugue. It's how we can hear all the parts moving while other parts are happening. Repeat after me. Dan-dus. Ready,
Dan-dus.
Notice I'm separating a little between day and oos. That's on purpose so we can actually hear the accent.
Dan-dus. Ready,
Come on. major. So you have questions? Oh, I thought you were saying that. Sorry. If we're in the key of F major, then Do would be F, right? So if I'm a soprano 401, how would I sing those four measures on solfege? Oh, look at that. Let's just try and sight read it on solfege. We have some skips, so think about the scale. Do, do, mi, so. This scale going down. Everyone's a choral one on solfege. Ready? Ah. Do, do, mi, so. Do, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, fa, mi, fa, re, ti, re. Ti, fa, so, fa, re, re, so, fa, mi, do, ti, la, so, fa, re, so, so, la, so, la, so. Good, not bad. Hey, by the way, we know that in the key of F, all the B's are gonna be B flat, right? And we'll call those Fa. So, re, mi, fa, F, G, A, B flat. But sometimes we get B naturals, right? Do, re, mi, fa, B. We call that B. Everyone sing Do, Fi, Do. Soprano choro two, you have do, so, so, ti, re, so, fi, mi, re, do. Make sure that so and fi, that B natural, is really high when you get there. Try and read on solfege again, but this time, all choro one, read the soprano part on solfege. All choro two, read the soprano two part on solfege. I can hear the welcome back, my friends. Here we go. Two and three and four. So don't be so. Remember the fees are really high. So feed me. If you have questions, let me know. I'll come help. Raise your hand. Good. Wow. You doing okay, Tara? soprano's got the hint. That's good. Feel really comfortable with their solfege right now? Okay, Paula, please stand. Kevin, please stand. Alisa, please stand. I think you'll be fine on this. Good. Everyone is singing. Well, everyone is on lu. Those standing sing on solfege. Everyone is singing their part on lu. Those standing sing on solfege. Here we go, all the way back at R9. Still on parts and lu. Soprano one, ready? You. Here we go. One and two and three and four. There's always so many choices in base one, I know. Okay, same thing. Those standing on solfège, those sitting on lu. Here we go, same thing. One and two and three and four. Beginning of the Sanctus movement all the way to where we stopped at bar 40. You can write it in your scores if you need to for now. You can practice at home. You can use the hand sign chart that will come. You can use Cyberbase to practice with, but we will sing this on solfege, please. Okay? Good, good. Put that away, please, and take out the, sometimes I cry.
When I have to sing solfege.
Yes, sometimes I cry when I have to sing solfege. Go back to your original seats, please. So make your clump, alpha one, two, prime round two, make one, all that. Music up from the very beginning, please. On your own part. Just sing your first note and hold it, please. Two and T and four. Bass a little more ah and not I'm hearing sub, saw, ah. Think more ah there. Everyone sing the first note again. Three and four. But then we come back on the actual vowel. So we should hear a pretty loud S, and then you come back right away. Sing the sa again. Three and four and sa. Again, three and four, sa. Let's start the whole thing now. Keep it piano once you come in. Two, and play with the sa. Two, and T, and four. Sometimes when I as possible. On da, here's your first note. Three and four. I stopped. John, I stopped. Try it again. Same thing, please. You gotta have an eye on me. Three and four. And. Wanted to get to the la, but it's still above that la. Do, ti, ti, te. It's got to feel that high. Just altos and tenors beginning, please, playing with us on da. Three and four. And. thing I would say is alto twos right now, you're sounding more like tenors in your tone. It's like, coming from here, and it sounds more floaty like it's here, just so it sounds like them, and it's a beautiful sound. Can I hear sopranos and basses? Same thing, beginning one dot. Watch for parts where I'll stop, but we can tune, okay? Three and four. Stop. Unison there. Listen for sopranos when you get to that part. Make sure we're going on and. I would mark both of those points we just stopped so you know you're listening in to each other. That'll really help the tuning if you know basses and you lock in there. Okay? Everyone again from the beginning on da. What's our dynamic? Yeah, we're like mezzo forte-ish right now. We can be much softer. You do have the crescendo in measure two, which just gets us to like piano plus, maybe mezzo piano, not too much louder there. There is no break, please, between measure two and measure three. Lord, I cry because I'm on. It go right on to own. When we get to measure four, sopranos, tenors, and basses, your last half note is actually a dotted quarter note with an eighth fret. You don't have that already. Now, altos, you can't do that because you take over the tiers. But can you turn beat three, the quarter note, into an eighth note, eighth fret? Okay. Can I hear that, please, on dot? True piano. Three and four. Dot. Are they different or the same?
Same.
They're the same, and it's tricky that you have to move to that note, but it can't sound like you're moving down. Do you know what I mean when I say that? It's sounding like, have it be bitter warm, let that still keep soaring like a B flat, please. Everyone start right there on the fermata in measure six. Right on warm, on da. Say your note there. Da. We cut off after the fermata and go on. Da. Can I hear just the altos and tenors? Measure nine and ten. Just the altos and tenors? Three and four and. Da, 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 da. Good. Try that again. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do, tenors and altos. Keep it mezzo piano for all of measure nine. Wait until the last beat of measure nine to actually crescendo, so it sounds like this. So we're kind of taking out one of the crescendos. You're gonna get to mezzo forte at the downbeat of measure 10, actually. And then sopranos and basses will join you at mezzo forte at measure 11.
So we don't decrescendo.
No, decrescendo?
Well, because it starts out
so crescendo. Yeah, we took out our crescendo. That's all.
I thought that meant that we got loud and then we got soft and got loud.
No, no. I just told you what we're doing is stay soft, mezzo piano, quick crescendo at the end of that bar, and then stay mezzo forte for measure 10. Can I hear altos and tenors do that, please? On da.
3 and 4 and...
Now. Basses. Measure 12, originally I wanted you to carry that into 13. I don't like that anymore. Could you make 12 a dotted half note tied to an eighth note, and then you have an eighth rest break at the end of that bar? This is just altos, tenors, and basses. Measure 12, turn the whole note into a dotted half note tied to an eighth note, and then you have an eighth rest before you sing carry. Good, good, good. Okay, let's go back, please, to warm again. Measure 6, the fermata, warm. Still on da. Da. Here's your chord. And. Go on. I always hear a bass come in too early there. There's a rest there. So wait until they sing they, and then come in on that note there, okay? Here's warm again, da, and. Insert an eighth rest. Sopranos, tenors, and basses. End of bar 14. Put an eighth rest so you have a break before bar 15. Altos, you have the dotted half note in 14 and then 2 8th notes. Cut the first of those 2 8th notes. Make that your eighth rest. Then. Yep. Done. Okay. You know me well. Good. Stand up, please. Let's sing all of that from the beginning now on lyrics, please. Tenors, your tuning is so much better. The rule my Hungarian theory professor told me at Millersville University, and I'll never forget because, man, he was wild. Ascending intervals are always sung wide. Descending intervals are always sung narrowly. So when you're coming down, sometimes when it has to barely move. If you're going up, sometimes when I feel like it really has to push to keep the intonation. Does that make sense, everyone? Okay, cool. From the beginning,
notes have gravity.
Yes, yes, and sometimes too much gravity. On lyrics. 3, 4.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I want one alone. Tears I cry on his bedroom.
Sing warm again. Piano, so hit it and then come back. Here's warm, ready, and.
Warm.
Sing warm basses, here's your G sharp, and.
Warm.
Yeah, a little higher there, warm. Tenor and bass, sing warm, and.
Warm.
Yes. Tenor alto bass, sing warm, and.
Warm.
Come back quicker now.
Whoa.
Again, those three voice parts, and.
Whoa.
And a nice am at the end, with the sopranos now. Sit warm, ready, and.
Warm.
When you sing warm, it has to feel and sound warm.
Warm.
Let the M have a moment so we can actually hear that warm. Beginning again. Three, four.
Sometimes when I
is the word wood on the first eight
This should be the second eighth note there. It should be.
So I would.
Yeah. I would.
I
would. Yeah. Now, this was a question I got a few weeks ago. I had to go back and listen to it and talk. Hold on, may I ask you a question, please? And then Maestro said he wants it on the change note, so the second beat there.
Sorry.
Neil?
In measure 45, at some time, would you compose on the end?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Would you compose on the end at some time in measure 45?
Subdivide it all, so it's sometimes. They're all like eighth note. Now, please keep in mind, Maestro might come in here and say, I don't like that. Do it this way. So that's what I'm telling you to do. Just subdivide eighth notes that way, but it might change later. Seth, you had another question, I think?
No, I answered that.
Okay, cool. Okay, yes, I see many hands. Elisa. Yes. I would. Yes. And your question?
Yeah, measure 40, eighth and graph between, or open between the second eighth note and
the. No, good question, by the way. This is a mark I kind of shouted out. Measure 40, there's no breath in that bar. However, 41, everyone takes a breath after cares. And sopranos, you join them in that breath. So just break after your dotted half note and then come in on the end. Thank you for having that, actually. Okay? We will do more shaping on the end of this next. I want to make sure we get into the Bocelli stuff for tonight, then, okay? So, folks, we have all the notes of this piece learned, which bravo, bravo. Is it ready to perform? Hell no. We have much to do, much shaping to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post a PDF of my mark score onto Chorus Connection. I'll do that in the next couple days. And then you'll see the markings in case you mess up. Because it is a short song, but there's a lot we have to do to make this effect. We can't just sing the notes. There's so much character and diacritics we have to enter into this. Okay? So I want to take a moment and talk about the Andrea Bocelli opportunity and what to expect from that. Sarah, if you have any additional reminders or things, you can add it, but if not, it's okay, it's already out there. As I said, when she were here, we're singing as a backup choir for Andrea Bocelli in June, with the Oakland Symphony Orchestra as well. I don't know how many songs it will be just yet. I haven't gotten the repertoire for it. I have been listening to his past concerts with other ensembles just to get an idea of the sound that the Bocelli team is looking for. As Sarah has told me many times, the Bocelli team is kind of infamous for getting us music like kind of last minute-ish, and Sarah's been working to get that a little bit quicker this year, but just keep in mind that it could be a quick turnaround from the Beethoven into learning this music. For the audition, it will take place in 2 weeks. That rehearsal will be shortened. We'll still start at 7:15, but the rehearsal will end most likely at 8:30 p.m. that night, and then auditions will happen. Here's what you need to prepare. Please write this down because it will go out, but I want to make sure you are practicing this ahead of time. You know all that work we did on the Beethoven fugue section? You will sing your fugue part as part of the audition for this. I will give you a starting pitch, and you will go a cappella on your fugue part. You've had it now for a month, if not more. It should be pretty competent at this point. We will go through the fugue part again next week as an ensemble, just to reiterate some things. I'm not just listening for right notes. There are markings in there. There's a way we sing theme one versus theme two. Remember the na 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 or ta 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 ta. I do not need to hear German in your audition. If you are prepared with it and would like to sing the German, that's okay. It won't impact your audition score either way. What I do need to hear is clear distinctions between those themes in the fugue and how you sing them. You can go under nods or cos, and of course, correct pitches and rhythms. But keep in mind, it's a cappella, you get a starting pitch, and then off you go, okay? So that's the first thing for your audition. The second thing, and this is your creativity comes in. Please prepare 30 seconds of music. It can be anything in the modern pop style. Adele, Celine Dion, Marvin Gaye, you know, like anything modern pop, jazz, gospel, folk song, happy birthday, I don't care. Prepare something on your own, 30 seconds, no more, no less, please. And please, in this, demonstrate straight tone. Please demonstrate straight, pure tone for this. So Beethoven can have vibrato, it's full, it's heavy, you know, distinguish the nas and tas. For your prepared piece, please make sure it demonstrates your straight tone ability. I'm not necessarily listening for range in your second piece because I know your voice parts already and the Beethoven goes pretty high and pretty low, respectively. But for the modern pop song or whatever you choose, I'm very much listening for tonal control. Can you keep that tone forward? Can you keep it steady throughout? When you listen to Andrea Bocelli choral recordings, they are straight tone choirs. They are straight tone choirs because they're like an instrument in the ensemble. They can't stick out. They need to blend with the strings and the horns and whatnot. So the ability for your voice to have more malleability and flexibility is really key in order to be in this opportunity. As a reminder, we need 15 per voice part to make this happen. Basses, if you all audition, congratulations, you're in, apparently. And we will, if we need to, we'll find additional people to help fill out parts. Sarah, remind us the dates again for that opportunity. Oh, she's saying goodbye. I'm sorry. June 21st, June 22nd. Yes, and please block off the day. Both of those days. It can't be a, oh, I'm only free till, no, you gotta have the day free because our rehearsal schedule, especially that first day, it's gonna be a full day affair where we're rehearsing, having dinner, and then doing the performance at night. I saw some hands, and then I'll have Sarah address some questions.
I have two questions. About the fugue, will that be solo, or will it be one-on-one?
Solo, just you.
Okay, and the location is Paramount?
For the concert? No, it's Napa Valley.
Oh, it's Napa. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah will answer that in a second, though. Yeah. Yeah, good question. I will, actually. So thank you, Brandon. I will give you cues and gestures, so like you can have your music, and I'll help you out with that. But that's all the help I'm giving you. You should know this music really well on your own now. Yes.
And you said June 18th was necessary rehearsal?
Yeah, that's the Wednesday before, I think. Right, yeah. Okay, Sarah.
So I'll do a quick rundown of everything. This is happening in Napa Valley at one of the wineries. It's happening at one of the wineries, but pretty much the entirety of Napa is involved in it. It is a very big festival that they have made it into a weekend-long festival. Our rehearsal, you don't need to know these right now, but just so you understand why we are saying you need the whole day, the sound check on the 21st is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. There is not enough parking on site for all of us, the orchestra and their staff and the guests. So we will be being bussed in from a different location, which means you will be called earlier than 1 p.m. Do not even try to get a hotel in Napa to try to stay the weekend so you can be closer. It's not gonna work.
We had some people try.
They're either already booked or they're quite literally almost thousands of dollars a night because this is a massive festival for them. And almost all the wineries or restaurants or hotels are participating. So we will have a designated location for you to come and we will bus you to the site. Rehearsal will be from 1 to 3 on the 21st. Dinner will be at 5:30. And then our start time is a 7:10 concert start time. After the concert, we'll go back to wherever we parked, and then you will drive home or wherever you're staying. I don't suggest Napa. Literally don't.
Literally $3,000 a night tickets we're talking
about. It's not insignificant. And then currently on the 22nd, it is just the concert. The same thing though, we'll bus you in. We'll bus you back out to your parking, the parking lot that whatever we're designated. And we don't, that is currently. Bocelli tends to have a guest artist for this type of show. They don't know that until earlier. If there is a guest artist that is on both nights, we will only have a sound check on Saturday. If there is a different guest artist each night, we will have a sound check on Saturday, and then we'll have another one on Sunday. Which is why we say you just need to block the entire day for Saturday and Sunday if you wish to participate. That's all we've really got right now. I don't have much else. I quite literally don't have a contract. So that is what we have. That is what we're working on. The 18th, as Ash said, is a required rehearsal. If, God forbid, worst case happens and we get that stuff late, that is the rehearsal Ash will be drilling in.
Yep.
That is what we will be doing.
I'm telling you right now, Sarah is working so hard to try and get this music earlier, but this is just what the Bocelli team is known for. I did Lord of the Rings, a completely different program, with an orchestra in the movie 10 years ago in Philadelphia, and we had to sound like orcs and stuff like that and sing that language, and we got the music 2 weeks ahead of time because they were performing it somewhere else, and then said, okay, now you get the score. So it could be a situation like that.
And it is... We don't say this to scare you. We say this so you understand what you're committing to. It is generally stuff that can be learned by a chorus like you who meets regularly, who has a regular conductor, who sings the level of music you sing in a short amount of time. It's just never pleasant when that is how you do
right.
it.
It's not memorized.
It's not memorized. You have folders. Don't worry about that. We just want you to understand what you're committing to if you sign up, but these are long days. It is a huge thing. We want you to participate. We're sad that it's only a 60-person restriction, but we want you to also understand what you're committed to. The fun thing, if you've performed with us before, they sit you on real chairs. You're not seated on our risers,
yes.
So you'll be sitting on real chairs.
And we'll get food, too.
And you'll
we'll
get a dinner if we keep you long.
Yes.
The other thing, if you're concerned about being in that space the break between the 3 p.m. end and the dinner, there is a Italian piazza plaza happening in their front of house that you will be able to go to and see and have some stuff to do if you don't want to just sit. So while you're stuck there because we can't get you in and out, you're not stuck.
Yeah, you can move within the area.
You'll be able to move within the area. We'll have an area for you guys to sit down, sit, crochet, read, do whatever you want, nap for all I care.
Yeah.
But we do want you to understand it is full day commitment.
And this is also why the audition for this is so strict, because we really require a specific sound for this. So in those instructions I gave you about the sound for your own song to pick, the modern tone, the straight tone, please take that seriously. Please try your best. If you need additional support or want help in picking songs, talk to me, talk to a section leader. We will help you find that for sure. You have next week still to think about it. We're gonna have people indicate their interest to audition how, Sarah?
We will have a sign-up sheet at the table next week for you to indicate your interest, or maybe a box. I'll talk to Monique and we'll decide what we're gonna do. We will send it out this week. We have it written up. We'll send you out by Friday the information so you can think about it. Next Wednesday, you'll need to sign up to audition. That will help Ash determine when he's gonna cut rehearsal, because 60 people is a lot of people. We need to make sure we give you enough time. And then the following Wednesday, you will actually audition.
Yeah.
Again, if you're not going to be here, you already know that, talk to Ash.
Yeah, if you can't be here on the day of the audition, you have my dispensation to send me an email or let me know that I can't be there on the 18th, but I'm still interested and I'll try to work something out. Okay, was there a question over here?
Yeah, what's the name of this festival?
Napa Valley Bocelli Festival.
Yeah, I
genuinely don't know. We've been involved in it.
Yeah.
If you search Napa Valley Bocelli, it is the first thing and only thing.
This is a big deal. And I'm like honored that Oakland Symphony is the choir to do this, because this is like a huge deal. So take it seriously, please, and all the things we're asking you to do. Okay.
The other thing to take this seriously, this is the first time they're doing this. And that they asked Oakland Symphony to be the orchestra is a big deal. That they asked us to partner with something on them that is going to be a new launch.
Yeah.
And that they opened it up for our chorus, which they've never used before, but they trust the symphony, is also a pretty big deal. So
yeah.
That is also why we're being so serious and strict about this, is because it is a huge deal to be asked to be the orchestra that starts this thing with them. Because
yeah.
Then, knock on wood, if it goes well, if they continue it, then we will likely be the orchestra continually asked for it. That's why it's so important.
That'd be cool to be the Bocelli Choir, wouldn't it? For sure. Okay, for time, I need to cut rehearsal, but please make